What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League and creator of Sales Impact Academy, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is a secret for lead conversion. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily. We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
All right, come in close for a second, grab your journal and sit down and listen to what I'm about to tell you. Because a lot of people think that if they just go out and spend a lot of money on lead generation systems, if they just go out and if I just buy the right, you know, let me buy, you know, Y Lobo, let me buy, you know, this over here, let me buy that over there. They think that they're gonna be able to generate a lot of leads and that is the answer. But I gotta tell you right now, today, what you're about to learn could change your business forever, okay? So sit down, grab your journal, and write this down. And I want to talk to you about something called the lead hierarchy. Now, I have coached and trained thousands and thousands and thousands of salespeople. And here's what I know. I know that you can have all the skills in the world, but there's really only two ways that you can start making more sales. You can improve who you talk to, and you can improve what you say. That's really the only two ways that you're gonna improve your sales. Improve who you talk to and improve what you say. So today I wanna talk to you about who you talk to, because I know that you're probably somebody who at least hopefully is generally working on their skills. If you're not working on your skills, get over to the website and go start working on training your skills. But if you're somebody who's, you know, you got skills and you're just like, dang, I just can't, I don't know what's going on. I'm putting in all this effort, I'm putting in all this work, but I'm just on my hustle hamster wheel. You ever been on a hustle hamster wheel? You get on, you're working your tail off, but then it just doesn't work out. A lot of times, here's what people do. I'm blown away by how we will call people who are less likely to buy or sell. We start with that. We start our day. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wake up. First thing I'm gonna do, bam, I'm gonna call expireds. Second thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna call for sale by owners. Third thing I'm gonna do is they might even call just listed, just sold, or cold calling. They wake up and they cold call. And then if I get around to my database, then I'll do it. I'm blown away by that. One of the game changers you can have in 2018 for this year is you can start to call hot leads first. I call it the lead hierarchy. You start calling who is most likely to say yes. I want you to write this down. Who could I call right now that most likely will say yes? Who could I call right now that probably wants to buy? Who could I call right now that wants to sell? Who could I text? Who could I, right? You've heard that change in modalities. You text, you Facebook, you video, you call, you stop by, you send you send a letter in the mail. You've already heard that. But what I want to get through to you today is there's leads in your database right now that are hot, screaming hot, and you don't go to them. You go to the new business first. Don't do that. Start with hottest. Who is most likely to say yes? Because let me ask you something. What would your prospecting sessions be like if you woke up, made a call, bam, appointment? You would approach the rest of the day completely different. You'd be like, yeah, I'm unattached. And you know what happens when you're unattached and you feel confident and you feel good? You get more appointments. It's when you have desperation selling, like, oh my God, please set an appointment. Please want to buy or sell. Like when you have that, that's when people run away. But if you can wake up and just cherry pick for, that's what I'm telling you to do, cherry pick, wake up. Who's most likely to buy or sell? Call them. Then go to your B leads. Then go to your C leads. Do your lead follow-up first, A, B, C. Then, you know what I want you to do? I still don't want you to go cold calling and prospecting. I want you to go to your database, and I want you to go to the people that know you, love you, trust you, and I want you to call them, and I want you to ask for referrals. And then after that, then I want you to cold call and look for business. The truth is, though, for a lot of people watching this video, if you did that lead hierarchy every day, it's a hard thing to say, lead hierarchy. If you did that lead hierarchy every single day, you might not even need to cold call every single day. Did the coach say that? Cold calling is, in my opinion, it's a last resort strategy in today's economy. Cold calling is basically, I was speaking at an event a little while back, I was keynote speaking, and I asked the crowd, I said, how many of you have ever had, raise your hand if you've had the experience of picking up your phone, looking at the number, not noticing it, and being a little annoyed? Raise your hand. You know how many hands went up? All of them. So the strategy of cold calling today is I'm going to enter my prospect's world by pissing them off, and I'm going to try to convert them. That's a tough game. Now, I'm not saying you don't do it. It just needs to be your last resort. You need to go after hottest leads first. You need, and if you're looking for like, how do I find the hottest leads? Well, you gotta watch my next video because I'm gonna tell you how to do that. But this video is about you just structuring your morning a little bit differently so that you go after the hot leads first. Hot leads first, B leads second, C leads third, database fourth, then get into that cold calling, okay? I hope this served you at a high level. I think if you do that, you're gonna start to improve your conversion ratio, and you and I both know it's not the person who generates the most leads. It's the person who converts the most leads into appointments and gets more contracts signed and gets more deals that ultimately wins the game, okay? If you haven't looked at Sales Impact Academy, go over to the website and check it out. But number two, whatever you do, take this, put it in your business, and go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly go find a way to win. I'll talk to you next time.